poor educated parents may not so easily speak the language. However, though, in this day and time, and when we think in terms of dealing with youngsters, the parents of these youngsters have had the same opportunities of schooling. So that, of course, then some of the teachers don't do the best job of speaking this language.
Yeah, I know.
So that, but anyway, I think it's just something that you need to work at. You know, it shouldn't be superficial. It should just be that everyone should just be working toward speaking good English at all times. Mm-hmm. And there are times when I speak slang, and I enjoy it. And when I do in the classroom, the children know that mm-hmm. I'm really having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I may say ain't.
Yeah.
But they understand that, you know.
As I think you did earlier tonight, being facetious. I don't mm-hmm. remember what the occasion was.
But, mm-hmm. uh-huh. And so consequently, the kids know. But I find, too, that it really helps them, because immediately then they realize that I've said something that just isn't a part of me. So that it makes the correct usage a part of them,
mm-hmm.
because they become more discriminating.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but I'm in love with them. That's my problem. I'm simply in love with the language.
I don't think that's a problem. I think that's a very good thing.
And so I love to hear it spoken, because I love to talk.
Yes, I know. That's why we have 7.5 hours of interview that usually takes 4 or 5 hours. No, I'm really glad that you have gone on at length.
And I do go on at length. But, and because I've enjoyed the interview too. This has been very good for me, because it's given me an opportunity to reminisce,
mm-hmm.
which I do enjoy doing. And to also recall many things that were, I suppose, in my subconscious,
mm-hmm.
that has just been very pleasurable recalling. And remembering a great deal of things, you know, that were sort of from a bygone era. And I think this is sort of good, too. I suspect that if all of us had an opportunity to sort of do this, we might tend to get a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that this has just been really great for me.
I think it kind of establishes your identity, really, to go back to your childhood and think of all the things mm-hmm. that you've said over the years about all these subjects.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thought about something that we were talking about the other day in reference to houses. And it doesn't come to me now, but because I was talking with some teachers about it, and when I mentioned it, one word that I should have mentioned in the interview,
mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Hmm.
But like I said, it doesn't really come what it was. But I told one of the teachers, I said, you know, I should have told the interviewer whatever that word was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because this was one of the things that we said.
Gee, I'm sorry, you can't remember.
As we grew up, and I cannot remember what it was.
You don't know if it was a room or a piece of furniture or what?
It was a piece of furniture. It was a chiffonette.
Chiffonette? That's a new one.
It was a chiffonette.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's
what it was.
A chiffonier, I have heard. Chiffonette.
Chiffonier.
Never.
It was a chiffonette. You know, we mentioned wardrobe and chiffarobe.
Yes.
And then
an armoire too.
An armoire, mm-hmm. and that's what brought it to my mm-hmm. mind. I looked in Sunday's paper and saw this beautiful armoire.
Mm-hmm.
That brought to my mind that they were called chiffonettes.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking with one of the teachers on yesterday about it, and I said, you know, I did not mention to the interviewer
mm-hmm.
that we had chiffarobes and chiffonettes.
Is it the same thing?
I don't know what I think the chiffonette must have been the same thing. It must have been just usage.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay, good. Now that is a new term, which is, it may occur somewhere else, but as far as I know, I have not at least mm-hmm. run across it. So.
But that is really interesting,
uh-huh.
the chiffonette. And as soon as you said furniture, I remember yeah. because it was the bedroom
yeah.
that was the thing.
Well, is there there anything else you would like to say about anything?
No, I think I've said everything about everything.
Well, I expect you could probably come up with a few more topics, but I think we've been going on a long time, so thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
I have enjoyed it thoroughly.
And so have I.
I'm enjoying transcribing it, too.